This is Pastor Brenda Spann coming to you from the Now Network broadcast. Oh, the psalmist declares, let everything that has breath praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Bless his name, saints. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Oh, bless his name. Well, I have a word from the Lord today. I will be coming from 1 Chronicles. The fourth chapter, verse 9 through 10, we're going to talk about the prayer of Jabez. Again, 1 Chronicles, the fourth chapter, 9 through 10. I'm excited to share the word with you today. Oh, I believe the Lord has a word for his people today. So get your pencil out, and I believe the Lord wants to speak to you today through his word. Oh, bless his name. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. Lord, we exalt your name. We magnify you. We lift you up today, Lord, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we thank you that in you we move and live and have our beings, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you called us out of darkness into your marvelous life, oh God. Lord, we thank you that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in you to not perish but have everlasting life, God. Lord, we thank you on today. Lord, we come here to magnify you, Lord. We come here to give you all the glory, oh God, give you all the praise, oh Lord. Lord, we come here to exalt your name, exalt your word, oh God. Lord, we ask that you speak through your word to your people today, oh God. Lord, we know that you speak through your word, oh God. We know that your word does not return void, oh God, but it shall accomplish whatever you send it to be, oh God. Lord, we thank you. We glorify your name. We thank you for your goodness, oh God. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. Well, I'm excited about the prayer of Jabez. It was an awesome study. The Bible declares in 1 Chronicles 4:9-10, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His mother had named him Jabez, saying, "I gave birth to him in pain." Jabez cried out to the God of Israel, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my territory. Let your hand be with me and keep me from harm so that I will be free from pain." The NIV, this is a King James version, but the NIV says that you would keep me from evil, keep me from my enemy. And God granted his request. Oh, bless his name. Well, before I dive into the text, I want to tell you a little bit about Jabez. There's not much of the Bible mentioned about him, but what they did mention about him, I found that is very profound. And I believe if we exercise this prayer, our prayer will be more sufficient. The name Jabez means born with pain. His mother named him this because of the pain she endured in labor. So Jabez, and we have to realize a lot of time back in those days that the children was either named after the family member of the father, or it was named concerning what situation that was going on around that time. And so Jabez's mother named him Jabez, and we know the name means born with pain because of the hard labor that she had. And he may have been named labeled, but Jabez got a prayer through. And see, as I was studying this about Jabez, I realized that many people is living a life now that someone labeled them 10 or 20 years ago. But I'm here to tell you, what people label you as, God doesn't see you as that. God doesn't see you as that a prostitute. God doesn't see you as that ex-thief. God doesn't see you as that. But God sees you as his beloved. Oh, bless his name. I don't know what people have labeled you today, but God sees you totally different from what people see you as. And I'm reminded of the enemy. He would continue to keep bringing those things up in your mind. But you continue to remind him that he's a defeated foe. He's been defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, bless his name. Bless Jesus this evening. Oh, because he's worthy to be praised. I like it that Jabez's life was not based on his label, but in his faith in God. You see, it don't matter what it looked like. It doesn't matter what they're saying, but it's what your faith is in God. It's who you are in God. That's what matters. And so the Bible said that Jabez, first thing Jabez did in this verse, the Bible said he cried out to God. You see, he cried out to God because he knew that God was the only one that could save him, that could help him with his problem. And I'm here to tell you today that God is the only one that can help you with your problem. Oh, you have tried many, many different things. You have been even addicted to many, many different drugs. But God is the only one that can help you today. Oh, I hope I'm speaking a word to someone this evening. But he cried out to God for help because he knew that God was the only one that could help him. The second thing that he did, he asked the Lord to bless him. He said, Lord, bless me. Bless me and enlarge my territory. Let's go back to bless me. He said, bless me. And see, the word bless, many people associate the word bless with prosperity. And we know that we don't serve a God that wants us to be broken, sick and lonely. We don't serve a God like that, but we have to know that word bless is bigger than what people are saying the word bless. I hear bless as a prosperity thing. Many prosperity, I hear as mentioned as prosperity. But the Bible says in 3 John 2:2, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. So God just doesn't want you to have financially prosperity, but God wants you to prosper in good health. And he just don't want you to be prosper in good health, but he also wants you to prosper. He wants you to prosper in your soul. So God is concerned about your soul. He wants your soul to prosper. He wants you to bring forth a fruit of the Spirit. The Bible talks about the fruit of the Spirit. God wants your souls to prosper as well as your health. And then he says in Proverbs 10, it says, the blessing of the Lord and make it rich, and he added no sorrow with it. You see, God's blessing doesn't come with sorrow. God's blessing doesn't come with sickness. His sorrow, his blessing doesn't come with financial burdens, nor does it come with debt free. God's blessing is debt free. He became poor so that we may become spiritually rich in him, saints. God wants to bless you. He wants to bless you with a peace of mind. God, when you wake up in the morning, the Lord is going to give you some sweet sleep. He want to bless you. Oh, bless his name. And then Jabez, he tells the Lord, he says, Lord, will you please enlarge my territory? Enlarge my territory. And see, many people may say, God enlarge my territory, but why? Why do you want God to enlarge your territory? Do you want God to enlarge your territory so you can spread the gospel? That you can be an access to someone? That you can be a help to someone? Lord, enlarge my territory. God wants to enlarge your territory, but what is your motive? We have to have the right motive when we want God to enlarge our territory. We want to be able to make a difference in our neighborhood. We want to be able to reach the nation with the gospel. You know, saints, that's really what it's about. Because the Lord is on his way back home. We want to be able to impact people with the word of God, to spread the gospel, to make a difference. We want to be able to be an access to Christ. I'm with the prophet Isaiah. He said, here I am, Lord, send me. So when you ask the Lord to enlarge your territory, You want to have the right motive. It has to line up with the word of God. It has to line up with the characteristic of God. And see, we are Christian, Christ-like. We have the characteristic of Christ. So before we go into prayer to ask the Lord for anything, we have to make sure that we're asking God with the right motive. Because if it's not in the right motive, I'm telling you right now, your prayers will not be answered. And sometimes people pray out of the will of God and things happen, or the prayers be answered, but it's not answered by God. Because God is not going to answer anything that does not line up with his word. Oh, hallelujah. And then Jabez, he said, let your hand be with me. And so when we're asking God to enlarge our territory, or for us to possess a territory, or wherever you want God to, wherever you want God to take you, we want to make sure that God is with us. Many may be asking God to take them out of the country to spread the word. You want to make sure that God is going with you. And he said, keep me from harm, or keep me from evil, or keep the enemy away from me. We want to make sure that we are covered with Jesus, covered with the blood. The Bible says that when the enemy comes like a flood, God will lift a standard against him. We look in the book of Exodus when the Israelites was preparing for the Passover to be able to move out of Egypt. The Bible says that the doorpost was covered with the blood. It was covered with the blood. And so when a death angel came by, it passed by the doorpost that was covered with the blood because they was covered. You have to make sure that you're covered. These are some of the prayers that Jabez asked the Lord. Lord, keep me from harm. Lord, keep me from evil. And then he says, so that I will be free from pain. How many of you wants to be free from pain today? How many of you want to be free from pain? All you have to do is ask the Lord. The Bible says that, and God granted Jabez his request. I believe that if we pray the prayer of Jabez, I believe that your prayers will be sufficient. I believe that if you pray a fervent prayer unto God, when you cry out to God, the Bible said that when Moses was instructed to go back into Egypt, God said that the cries of my people have came up to me. And God said that he was going to get his people. He told Moses to go into Egypt and to deliver his people from the hands of Pharaoh. And I believe that God wants to deliver you from the hands of Pharaoh today. He wants to deliver you from the hands of your enemy today. All you have to do is ask him. The Bible talks about don't be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God. Have you made your requests be known to God lately? Or are you allowing the enemy just to beat up on you? Because he will do it. The enemy will beat up on you if you allow him to. Sometimes that some people may get depressed and oppressed because of their situation. And they may feel that they're carrying a heavy burden. But God is saying that, you know what? He said, cast your cares above him, upon him. Because why? Because he cares for you. God cares. I don't know who I'm talking to today. But God cares for you. God wants to see you deliver. God wants to see your territory expand. God wants to free you from pain. If you just cry out to God today. Many of them may be going through things, but if you just cry out to God with a fervent prayer, I believe
that your prayers will be answered. I believe that. I believe the word of the Lord. If you pray the prayer of Jabez, it's only two verses. It's a book that I'm reading now, the prayer of Jabez. I believe, see, Jabez was more honorable. First of all, he was more honorable. Oh, the Bible talks about he was more honored than his brother. It had to be something about Jabez. Maybe his characteristic, maybe his conduct, maybe his mannerism. But the Bible said he was more honorable than his brother. They said that he was more righteous than his brother. He was more honorable than his brother. You see, what he was labeled is not what he was. And I'm here to tell you, what you were labeled in the past is not who you are today. You are a child of God. You are a queen. You are a king. And God wants you to possess the promises. I hear someone saying, you know what, not me. God can't do it. Yes, God can do it for you. God did it for Moses. God did it for Isaac. God did it for Jacob. God did it for Brenda. God did it. God will do it. He's true to his word. God is true to the word. It said he shall not, his word shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto God sent it. God will send his word. If you just trust God and believe on his word today, God said he wants to enlarge your territory. God said he wants to free you from pain. God said he wants to keep you from your enemy. God wants to do these things for you. But you got to trust and believe in who the God that you serve. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, saints. We give him praise. We give him glory for who he is. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word that went forth. Lord, we ask that you bless it. Lord, we ask that you that it lands upon the people today. That, Lord, we ask for deliverance to take place, healing to take place today, Lord. We thank you for your word. You said that you would enlarge the territory if the people cry out to you, Lord. That you would enlarge their territories, God. You said that you will, God, that you will keep them from pain, oh God. That you will keep them from the enemies, Lord. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the word. We give you glory, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, saints.
Withholding nothing. Come on, you say.
I surrender all.
withholding nothing, withholding.